Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Everything happens for a reason. Isn't that what Mom always says? Destiny, fate, circumstance, whatever you want to call it, there's a purpose behind every meeting. Which brings us here, to this meeting, taking place in a large van driving along a small road in the middle of nowhere. I know what you're thinking, but it's not one of those vans headed to a hole in the ground where a basket with lotion is waiting for you. It's a nice airport one. Big windows, leather seats, air conditioning, individual cup holders, no expenses spared. That doesn't mean, however, that a murder isn't about to happen.
I took the lead.
Ugh, what is with the cell service out here? I barely have any bars.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Hey, I don't think we've been properly introduced. I'm Cassie Waters. You guys are all heading to the Crow House too, aren't you? I mean, obviously you are. Duh, Cassie. Wasn't it nice of Miss Crow to have a taxi waiting to pick us up?
Yeah, but it's pretty standard. Crow House, here we come. Not that I need the lessons, mind you. I've been acting since I was young. Maybe you've heard of me. Bridget Milson?
Doesn't ring a bell. I'm Mariella.
It's so nice to meet you. How'd you guys find out about this class? I'm really excited for it. I never really thought of myself as an actress, but I saw an ad for classical training online and, well, here I am.
Wait a minute. My notes say there's supposed to be four women in this van. Where's the last one? Oh, there she is. I almost missed her all the way in the back, sitting under that big hat. I have to ask, though, she does know this isn't a film noir, right? I hope she's in the right place.
Hey, do you mind not smoking? Some of us are trying to breathe.
Yeah, it's a terrible habit, I know. Still, it's all I have left now I've kicked the crack cocaine.
What?
I'm kidding. I mean, it was never quite a habit.
Oh.
Please, you're making this too easy. It's just jokes, darling. I'm Gloria, by the way.
Oh my god! Are you British? I haven't been to London in forever. I love your accent. Can you say cheeky? Do you fancy a spot of tea?
Please don't ask me if I know the Queen.
You sound really, like, upper class. Do you know the Queen?
Oh, for God's sake.
If looks could kill, it would be curtains for that Bridget girl. Ugh.
So, are you guys excited to be working with Miss Crow? She did a lot of TV show parts and some off-Broadway theater. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, right up until that radio show.
Oh my god. I listened to that online after I got accepted into the class. She totally lost it.
Wait. Which radio show?
You know, it really wasn't that interesting. She just got a little upset.
A little? She tore into the hosts because they said her new TV show wasn't doing great. It was a complete meltdown.
Chernobyl had nothing on her. Ah, it was great.
Wow. I guess I'm going to have to find a clip. If I'd have known about this before, maybe... Too late now, Gloria.
Hey, I think we're here, guys.
Now this is a house. Three stories, vaulted roofs, ivy growing up the brick front, stained glass windows, and not a neighbor for miles. Certainly not the kind of place where everything is going to go wrong. Nope. I'm dying to see inside, aren't you?
Wow, okay. This is officially the absolute arse end of nowhere.
This place is huge.
Oh, you guys, look. Miss Crow put up a welcome banner for us.
That was nice of her.
Ooh, glittery. I like her already.
Shall we head in, girls? Enough lollygagging.
This place is amazing. I could really get used to... Oh, who's this?
Yes.
Oh, dear, doesn't she look like the tail end of a half-smoked cigarette? Say, I wouldn't want to get on her bad side, but I'm pretty sure that's the only kind of side she's got.
Hi, we're here for the acting seminar.
Is that so?
Yeah, so can we come in? Or is there a password?
Miss Crow doesn't usually have guests.
Well, surely she told you to expect us.
Of course she did.
Then what's the problem?
Yeah, if you're expecting us...
Bushy bunch, aren't you? Come in. But take your shoes off, I just vacuumed. I'm Mrs. Morwood, Miss Crow's housekeeper and cook. I expect you all to treat me and this house with the utmost respect.
Oh my God, this house is freaking amazing.
Look at all the stained glass. It's like Notre Dame in here. Is this what your house in England looks like, Gloria?
Yeah, not so much. Houses in England are generally tiny and, honestly, kind of boring. Nothing like this. I mean, look at that chandelier.
You wouldn't say that if you knew how long it takes me to clean it every month.
So? Oh, what's that you're holding? Are you sewing something? It looks so pretty.
It's a sampler for embroidery.
Oh, well, I think my grandma used to do that. But she was only so-so at it. You know, so-so, because you're... as you're sewing. So are those, lilies that you're stitching?
Yes. My husband hated them. They've become my favorite since he ran off.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Why? You're not the whore he was seeing behind my back?
Well, no, but... still...
Follow me upstairs. I'll show you to your rooms. Try not to touch everything on the way. I don't plan to spend the next month cleaning your disgusting fingerprints off the fixtures.
Oh, if only I'd been more prepared. I'd have remembered to pack my telekinetic knickers and hover boots.
Is anyone really surprised her husband left?
Questionable help aside, this really is a lovely place. It looks like there's enough rooms for everyone to get their own, and they're so spacious. Nice closets, tall beds with plenty of room underneath, so many places to hide all of your belongings. I get a feeling Mrs. Morwood is a snooper, after all. Speaking of snooping, I'm just gonna have a little look around, if you'll excuse me.
You can choose any of these four rooms. I don't care who goes where. Keep them neat. Keep the noise down, and don't expect me to mother any of you. I work for Miss Crow, not you.
Wow.
Aye, aye, mon capitaine.
So, Cassie, was it? This whole sunshine and rainbows bit? Do you ever, like, tone it down?
Only during the murders.
Just kidding. Come on, let's go pick out our rooms. It looks like Bridget's in that one already, so onward we go.
After you, weirdo.
We made it. Time to come out.
Are those cuddly toys?
They're keepsakes. The monkey is from my grandparents, the cow from my sister, and the teddy bear is from my parents. I take them everywhere. They're good luck.
In England, we call those children's toys.
Whatever.
No, don't worry, I get it. I have a toy too. It's a rabbit. It runs on batteries and lives under my pillow, and I take it everywhere with me.
Wait, do you mean...
She's talking about her vibrator!
Ew! Get out! Hey, Cassie, what's your room look like?
It's kind of small, but cozy. But, the windows are kind of weird. It's like they're nailed shut.
Yeah. Mine too.
Whoa, what?
Dude, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. Something hit the window. Like a bird or something.
It scared the crap out of me.
Another one. Oh, that poor thing.
What is going on?
Okay, what the fuck? That has to be it now, right?
They looked like ravens or crows or something. There were six, I think.
Six birds? A more superstitious person might make something out of that.
Ugh, don't be creepy, Gloria. It's bad enough already.
This is going to be a really long month. I can tell.
Miss Crow is ready to receive you now.
Coming!
Gladly. Anything to get away from this room.
Mrs. Morwood, I don't mean to alarm you, but some birds just...
ran into the windows. Yes, it happens sometimes. They get spooked out of the trees and blindly fly wherever. Unfortunate creatures.
Oh.
If that's all, let's not keep Miss Crow waiting. Miss Crow, your guests.
No need to be so formal, Miss Morwood. Please, come in and call me Annabelle.
Wow, look at all these books. It's a real library.
Real libraries aren't this nice.
Miss Morwood, would you make us some tea?
Yes.
Thank you. Nadia, come over here, would you? Ladies, this is my cousin Nadia. She's come all the way from Denmark just to participate with us.
Ick idea.
What was that?
Nothing. Hi, everyone.
Should we tell her that clothes come in colors other than black?
Oh, hush, Bridget. She's just expressing herself.
As what? Death? All she's missing is the sickle and hourglass.
Come on, everyone. Sit down. Let's all get properly acquainted.
Fuck!
Are you all right?
No. Your maid left her damn sewing thing here and I just sat on it. I have a needle in my arse.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Are you bleeding?
Come on. Like, that's the first time you've taken a prick to the ass?
They're not usually this small. Sorry, I'm fine. It was just a surprise more than anything. Please, carry on, Annabelle.
If you're sure, you're all right. Now, I know I've seen your audition tapes and you've probably already introduced yourselves to each other on the way over, but if we could just go around in a circle and say something about ourselves, who wants to start? Come on, this is no place to be shy. Just say your name and what you hope to get from this class. I'll go first. I'm Annabelle Crow. As you all know, I've been involved in stage, film, and television production for, let's just say, many years. And before anyone asks, I will not be talking about the radio incident. So no one bother asking.
Hi, I'm Cassandra Waters, but you can call me Cassie. I don't really have any goals, except to learn right now. I just really like the art of acting, and I would love to be in a movie or something. It seems like so much fun.
Thank you, Cassie. What about you? Your name is...
Mariella Williams. I plan to make it to Broadway. Things haven't gone as planned yet, but I'm hoping this will help turn that around. I act, sing, and dance. Why don't you tell us why you're here, Bridge?
I'm Bridgette Milson. I've been doing local commercials in theaters since I was, like, 11. I don't really need acting lessons, but Mom suggested I give it a try. I hope you aren't, like, intimidated or anything.
Ugh.
And what kind of roles are you interested in?
Something like Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games, for sure.
Ambitious. Very nice. So that leaves our lovely English woman.
I'm Gloria Smith. I'm a classically trained stage actress from London. I moved to America very recently, and I saw your advert for this class, and it seemed like a good opportunity to get away for a while. So, yeah, here I am. Anyway, enough about me. Who's next?
Oh, wait. Nadia hasn't gone yet.
That's okay.
Of course. Sorry, Nadia. I forgot. Not everyone already knows you like I do.
Really? I'm fine.
So are you interested in acting because of your cousin?
I'm not interested at all. I'm only here because she asked me. Fine. I'm Nadia Olsen, and I'm from Denmark. I'm just supposed to be visiting for a while. I don't act. I'm just doing my cousin a favor.
Wonderful. I'm so happy to have you guys on board. I know it's only your first day, but I'd like to begin with a little icebreaker of sorts.
You mean like improv? I love improv.
No, nothing like that just yet. For today, I thought we'd go back to some of the most classic theater pieces ever and read some monologues, just to gauge where we're all starting from. If you look at the table over there, I've laid out three of Shakespeare's most famous plays. I've marked monologues in each and would like us to take turns performing one.
Romeo and Juliet? Ugh, pass.
What? But it's so romantic.
I agree with Mariella. It's not that romantic. They both die in the end, you know. Spoiler alert.
It's about young love.
It's about suicide. Sorry.
Yay! Young people killing themselves.
Macbeth is another choice. I like that one, personally. Hamlet's good too, though. To be or not to be. Oh, it's such a great soliloquy.
But that's boring.
Maybe our first lesson should be on compromise.
Oh, but it's not boring, though. I promise. Here, listen. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Ugh, boring.
Are you trying to be so annoying, Bridge? Or does it just come naturally?
Honestly, I can't decide if you weren't hugged enough or spanked enough as a child.
All right, enough. I'll just assign something.
I might have a suggestion.
Ugh, why do you hate romance so much?
It's not even a romance.
Aw, she just needs a little vibrating bunny of her own to add to that collection of hers. Then she wouldn't need Romeo, oh Romeo, to fill the void.
Ew!
Come on, guys. There's nothing wrong with liking Romeo and Juliet.
Or vibrators.
I thought Brits were supposed to be proper and stuff.
Yeah, we're all supposed to like cricket and ballroom dancing too, but, you know, times change.
Excuse me, can I offer something? I have this book I brought with me. It's my favorite poems. It's in Danish, but I translated a few when I was learning English. Maybe we could read one of those to start.
That does sound like a good idea. We can start on Shakespeare tomorrow. For now, why don't you grab your book for us, Nadia?
So, she's Danish, right?
Yes, her dad's my uncle. He was military and stationed out in Germany, where he met her mom, who's from Denmark. They settled back there when he got out.
Her mom must have been one heck of a Dane. You know, like Dame. Like, except...
Yeah?
Yeah, so I hope these poems aren't weird. Like, goth weird.
Do you ever not say whatever's in your head?
Weird, I can do without. Kinky, on the other hand.
Oh yeah, because when I think kinky, I think gothic Dane.
It takes all kinds, love. Let's not discriminate.
Gothic Mads Mikkelsen? Yes, please.
He did make eating people look good, didn't he?
I don't get it. Is this a cultural reference?
Have you been living under a rock? Don't you watch TV in England?
No, we're all too busy wearing tweed and not brushing our teeth for any of that.
Found it! Great, now hurry, please, before they keep talking.
Oh good, it looks like I'm back in time to see what kind of acting chops these girls have. Oh wait, what's this? I thought we were doing Shakespeare. What a curious book she has.
Oh my god, I knew it was going to be weird. Only weird stuff is in blank leather covers like that.
Like Mads Mikkelsen. Think she's got them tucked between those pages?
A girl can dream.
Usually they dream a little quieter.
I talked in my sleep for years. Usually about setting fire to
stuff. You know what? Never mind.
Focus, ladies.
I hope you don't mind, but I picked a poem already. It's my favorite.
No, that's perfect. Why don't you go ahead and read it first so we can get a feel for it, and then we'll each go after.
Well,
You don't need to be nervous. We're all here to learn and improve.
Well, I'm not.
In Denmark, poems like these are typically read as part of a group. It just sounds kind of awkward reading it alone.
Poems are group activities in Denmark?
Well, there's no I in poem, is there? So it makes sense.
Ugh, you have got to lay off these jokes. They're terrible.
We can just pick one of the plays.
That's a relief.
Don't be a twat, Bridget. Ignore her. I'll read it with you, okay?
Well, I will too. I think it sounds fun.
Of course. We all will. A group read is a great way to wake up our voices.
But I only do solo parts.
Put a cork in that wine and get over here. It won't kill you.
Okay, Nadia, hold it up so everyone can see. Okay, great. On my count, we'll begin. 3, 2, 1.
Light fades, dark ascends. In whisper, in shadow. Desires of the flesh, concealed in the heart. Laid bare upon this table. A feast of hidden things. Our secrets, our sins. We give them freely, we offer them openly. Our secrets, our sins. Come now and eat of our weakness.
Well, that was, different.
Well, I've never read any Danish poetry. Interesting, for sure.
Defo, weird.
I hate to say it, but I kind of agree with Bridge.
All right. Let's remember, we're not here to be so...
What was that?
Wind?
Are there earthquakes here?
No.
Did the lights just flicker?
Maybe there's a storm coming.
The lights went out!
Everyone stay put. I have a flashlight in the side table. Give me a minute to grab it.
Did anyone else hear that?
Hear what?
Stop! You're freaking me out!
This was not in my job description. I'll be outside, far away from whatever this is, if anyone needs me.
What the hell is going on? Is the furniture moving around? It's so dark, I can't see.
Annabelle, is that you?
No.
We have to get out of here.
I can't see the door.
Don't push me.
Going on in here, Miss Crow. Hello? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what were they doing in here? Look at this mess! All these books on the floor, the furniture all over the place. They even broke a lamp! I guess they expect me to clean all this up. Well, I think not. They better get themselves back in here. Ah!
Wherefore, as by one man, sin. Death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Something's got me! Miss Crow, help!
Miss Morwood!
Something's dragging her up the stairs.
What's going on?
What's happening to her?
Follow her. She's headed for the top floor.
We're coming, Miss Warwood!
What? How?
Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, she looks like... she looks like ground up.
What the fuck just happened? What is going on?
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, look, Annabelle! Help her! Someone help her!
She can't be helped!
Help her!
What do we do?
We have to call the police.
And say what? That a ghost turned the maid into a busted up bag of cooked spaghetti and sauce on the driveway?
How about that a woman just died and we need help? You know, the truth?
No one's gonna believe us if we try to say that something invisible threw her out the window. What if they think we did it?
They won't. We were all together. We all saw the same thing. Something, someone dragged her upstairs and pushed her.
Pull yourself together, everyone. We have to get help, and quickly.
Guys? I think that's someone coming.
Well, this certainly got messy, didn't it? Never been much good at the whole cleaning thing. With the housekeeper so indisposed, I certainly hope someone else will pick up the slack. But who is that who just arrived? No, wait, what? What? Who is that? No, stop, stop. Why is everything fading out? Not the theme music, not now. I had to sit through Danish goddamn poetry for this. Ugh, man, just as things were getting interesting, too. God, I hate cliffhangers. Such lazy writing, guys. Come on. Oh, well. Suppose good things come to those who wait, and I can be very patient. Who am I kidding? I'm not patient. I want answers. Okay. I can take a hint. Until next time.
You've been listening to Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amore. Cassie by Allison Brandt. Mariella by Victoria Wan. Annabelle by Desdemona Howard. And Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Mrs. Morwood is played by Erin B. Lillis. Last but by no means least, our demon overlord is played by Graham Rowett. This episode was written by S.H. Cooper. Produced by Christina Manenti and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcombe and Brandon Boone. Intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers, David Cummings and Alex Aldea. And our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com, find us on Twitter at callingpodcast, or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little bit helps, and every little bit allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for episode 2, A Sticky Situation.